Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find your Zivug Hagun, Bikar of Mamesh. So really we'll talk about Mises Bezdin. We learned about Skila Sreifa, Harag and Chenek, and how we actually carry those Mises out. The question is, who's Chayiv these different Mises? So the Mishnah says, Elohan and Skalin, the following people are Chayiv Skila. Habal Aim, someone has relations with their mother, Val Esha So'av, or with the wife of their father, Val Akala, with their daughter-in-law, Val Zchur, or a man with another man, Val Behema, or a man with an animal, Val Isha Mevia Esa Behema, or if a woman brings an animal onto herself, Vamagadev, someone who curses Hashem, Va'avid Avadizara, one who serves Avadizara, Vanasim Zara Lemoilech, if he takes his children and gives them to Moilech, which according to this Tano is not considered an Avadizara, it's still some sort of pagan practice, Ubal Oviyadaini, someone who does Oviyadaini, which is some sort of Kishuf, witchcraft, Vamachal Shabbos, one who desecrates Shabbos, Vamachal Avi'imai, someone who curses his father or mother with Hashem's name, Valbohanam Rasa, someone who has relations with an engaged woman who's obviously not engaged to him, Vamesis, someone who turns a single person to do Avad Zara, Vamidiach, someone who convinces an entire city to do Avad Zara, Vamachashev, one who does witchcraft, Uben Sayer Meirer, or a person who fits the description of Ben Sayer Meirer. And now we discuss these one by one. Habala Aim, someone who lives with their mother, Chayv Olay Mishum Aim, Umishum Eshes Av. They're Chayv two Isurim, one because of mother, and one because it's the wife of their father. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Ain Chayv Olay Mishum Aim Bavad, he's only over one Isur of having relations with the mother. Habala Eshes Av, someone who lives with the wife of the father, Chayv Olay Mishum Eshes Av, Umishum Eshes Ish. He's Chayv two Isurim, one because of Eshes Av, and one because she's Eshes Ish. She's a married woman. And this is Bain Bechai Aviv, Bain La'ach Mises Aviv, whether he lived with this woman when his father was alive or even after his father passed away, and Bain Minu Erisuin, Bain Minu Erisuin, whether his father was fully married to her or even if he was only Ma'aris her, there's still this Isser. Going on to the next din, Habal Kalasai. If someone lives with his daughter-in-law, Chayv Olay Mishum Kalasai, Umishum Eshes Ish, he's over these two Isurim, his daughter-in-law, and because she's a married woman, and this is Bain Bechai Benoi, Bain La'ach Mises Benoi, whether his son is alive or even after her son passes away, and Bain Minu Erisuin, Bain Minu Erisuin, whether his son was fully married to her or is only Erisin. And we have the next two dinim that the Mishnah mentioned, Habal Zachur, Val Behema, Val Isha Mevias Behema, a man who lives with another man, or with an animal, or if a woman lives with an animal, in these cases, everyone's going to get killed. Now the question is, if the man sinned, Behema Machatas, what did the animal do wrong? The man sinned with the animal. The animal didn't have the das not to sin. And the answer is, Lefisha Basla Adam Takal Yada, since this person stumbled because of this animal, Lefika Chamar Kasa Disakel, that's why the Torah says we have to stone the animal as well. Another way of understanding this is, it can't be that this animal doesn't get killed and it's going to walk through the marketplace. People are going to say, Zui Shiniskal Ploni Al Yada. This is the animal that got that person stoned because it had relations with it. That's going to cause a genai, a degradation to this person after he got killed and he already has a kapara, and this is not proper, so we have to kill the animal as well. Moving on to Mishnah, continue to discuss those who get skila. Hamagadef, one who curses Hashem, Einu Chayv Shifar Sash Hashem. He's not Chayv skila for this until he expresses shame Hashem. He can't use a kinoy, some sort of nickname, some sort of other way of talking about Hashem. He has to use shame Hashem. And Rabbi Shimon Karcha, he explains further, B'chol Yom, throughout the entire day, where they're discussing this person who cursed Hashem, Danasa Edim B'kinoy. They judge the Edim, meaning they discuss with the Edim who heard the person curse Hashem, just with a kinoy, meaning they give some sort of nickname, if you will, an alternative name to Hashem. For example, they'll ask him, Yake Yoisi as Yoisi? Did the person say that Yoisi should strike Yoisi? Now, the reason why we're using this name as a kinoy for Hashem is because it has four letters, and the gematria is the name Elohim, and that's basically the way they're hinting to Hashem's name. However, Nigmar Adin, once they conclude the din, Loy Hargan B'kinoy, they can't kill the person just off the testimony from Edim that he cursed Hashem, because remember, the entire time the Edim are saying a kinoy of Shem Hashem, they never actually said Shem Hashem. Or rather, what happens once they decide that this person actually did curse Hashem and he has to be killed, Maitzin Kol Adam L'chotz, everyone has to be sent outside, and they ask the oldest or the most chashiv aid, and they tell him, Emar Masha Shamata Beferosh, you have to tell us Beferosh what you heard, you have to say the words that you heard. And he tells them the words. He tells them, I heard the fellow say X, Y, and Z, and he says the curse that this person said, and he says, Shem Hashem. And the Danim stand on their feet, and they have to tear their clothing, and they're never allowed to sew that tear up. And then the second aid, he agrees with the first one, and he says, Afani Kamayu, I also heard just like him. And for there's a third aid as well, he also says, Afani Kamayu, I'm just like him, I heard him say the same thing. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin, continue to discuss all the people get skila. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.